He's gonna drop his guts.
Didn't I say that what?
Oh, the verbal confusion about the same thing.
I'm gonna give you a Greg Wallace's son for you.
Yeah.
Total War.
Are we good to go? Yeah.
Yeah, we're good, mate. We're good.
It's all right. It's all right. Liam's ringing me.
Tell her to fuck off.
Get her on. We've got a guest.
It's all right. We can cut this out anyway.
Our best.
Our best, and welcome to the Didn't Say That What podcast, season 6, episode 7, sponsored by The Wash Along, a dad shower. I've fucked that up. A shower dad's podcast.
A dad shower podcast.
It doesn't work, does it?
Gimmick infringement.
So joining me as always, I'm remote this week. Not telling you where, it'll ruin a game, but I'm remote this week.
Not a game for our listeners, though.
Not a game that you got to play. Fuck just me mates.
Everything in this is in jokes. It's fine.
It's very inside baseball.
Has the best assistant in the business, currently disgraced former producer Toby Sharon. And no, I don't mean this guy, producer Wayne Ventura, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tit, a.k.a. Spicy Big Chest, a.k.a. MC Crispy Deluxe, MKA, a.k.a. Big Toasty, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, a.k.a. Dave Toasty, a.k.a. Kevin Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy McNugget, a.k.a. Glenn Fandango, a.k.a. Big Slice, a.k.a. OG Smoke, a.k.a. McCunt, a.k.a. McLovin, a.k.a. Poor Kids, a.k.a. Chicken Select Fingers, a.k.a. The Boss, a.k.a. Brother Brunson, a.k.a. Party Pork, a.k.a. Stodgy God, Gob, a.k.a. Hot Bed, a.k.a. Nick Low-Hanging Fruit Cook, and the inflexible Rob Biles.
Just for reference, MKA is Mog Known As.
I'll do the horns for you, Kev.
Thank you. So she said.
What the fuck's
yeah, pretty
going
much
on?
Everyone outside can hear me as well, so this is going to be like a live podcast for them, so
in,
all the best.
We're in Sly News,
Kev. Knocking out my room. Oh, and time for Sly News, then?
Technology's fucking marvellous, isn't it?
You wouldn't know, would you?
You wouldn't. It's seamless. Yes, like as if he's in the room. Right, I'll kick us off. British holidaymaker in Tokyo lands himself in hot water with the Japanese mafia after confusing the words jacuzzi and yakuza.
In this week's roller derby, Roller City beat Roller United 2-1.
Former Wimbledon and Newcastle manager dies at the age of 77, but podcasters struggle to find the joke in here.
Truck driver Dennis Scandia was left disappointed after his first cinema visit. He admits he only liked the trailers.
Research has shown a starting similarity between Ent and Senna and Philip Schofield. Everyone can hear this, though. So. The detailed report shows that both careers ended prematurely with skid marks on their helmets.
Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Not coming out of my room.
In this week's Kentucky Derby, the Colonel drew 2-2 with mainly KFC Kashi and Mustafa.
After online sleuths leaked the private information of a known online troll, a man was attacked by a mob of his victims with basalt outside a local Dunelm. Friends of the victims say he was always so careful online and were surprised to find out that their friend Ray doxed.
Today someone told me that I look good with salt and pepper beard, so I took that as a condiment.
Suggs just asked me what my preferred pronouns are. Honestly, it's madness gone politically correct.
I tell you what makes my blood boil. Faulty spacesuits. These aren't fucking news reports anymore, are they?
I thought we were a bit light, so I hadn't like refurbished the Ninja jokes. Richard Madeley has spent this morning swanning around the town centre. He hissed at people and broke a man's arm.
John Tickle recently took his naval exams.
he, He what? Got
seven C's
sent from my iPhone. Studies show twerking is what Yorkshiremen do to earn wages. Very good.
Good stuff.
So, at what time do you think you can show your face in your hotel corridor?
Probably about 9 in the morning as I leave.
Good call.
I'm not risking it. It's just like a townhouse with rooms.
Nice.
What's the showers like?
I've not been to inspect them on the first floor, so I haven't ventured up there yet.
Oh, shit.
Well, I don't think anyone's in there at the same time, but yeah, like everyone has access.
Hey, if you leave it so, on, like, someone might.
Excuse me, mate, is your name Neil? I'll pass you the soap. Right then, time for the worst thing in the world. Oh no, what's that mean? Does that mean say a bit of it?
And then we play the drop.
It's time for Chris Poulter's perverted proposal. Oh, he's such a dirty man.
Go.
Right then, time for worst thing in the world, the Chris Poulter 90-10 conundrum.
Should we have used the worst thing in the world drop again?
Because we didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a different drop to that.
Okay, that's fine. It'll be funny when I listen to it
still on the board?
Probably not. Nick doesn't like to keep them on there.
Using it's the Bonjour drop, isn't it?
Is it? It's Bonjour. Yeah. Get it played, Nick.
Bonjour.
He's just played Bonjour.
This is shit. This is our worst episode ever.
That's fucking going some. Jesus Christ.
Kev, I think you need to quit your job with the milk company. It's really getting in the way of your podcasting.
When I went, yeah, but I did go full-time podcasting for a month last year and it produced probably the worst content ever. So we've got a clip from Chris to play. He wants to ask a question Poulter? For us to answer.
Okay, playing it.
Right, boys, I hope you're well. I've thought of a little bit of a scenario for you. So it's called the 90-10, or that's what I'm calling it. You can call it something else. What I've thought of is you've got to spend 100% of your time with two people. So you split that by 90% of your time and 10%. This is a sexual activity.
Is he alright?
So 90% of your time you have to spend with one person and 10% you spend with the other. That 10% has to be the ejaculation phase. So the phase that
all I heard was ejaculation.
An orgasm or ejaculation. Now there's always going to be a male and female in this scenario. So you can spend 90% of your time with the female, but that 10% you're getting bummed by a bloke and they're going to ejaculate into you. So, with that being said, what I want to know is, are you going to spend 90% of your time with Jennifer Aniston or 90% of your time with Steve Bruce?
We need to find out who the two people were because we just talked about
Jennifer Aniston or
Steve Bruce. Where they ejaculate. Kev's not available this week. He's out at the Shropshire Stars Awards.
I think he's blowing your cover.
I really hope he wins that.
I love that he's got. He keeps it canon. I love it.
The Himalayan story he wrote, which was about the man with no arms and legs that reached the mountain top and just rolled to the bottom. So I really hope he wins that. Big cheers for Kev. Bring it home for us all at the Dunna Say What podcast. But what I want to say is, let me know what you think. I'm going to pass the baton to Danny's brother. You can answer this one this week. And then I want you all to come up with two people and say what you're going to do.
I'm lost.
Right, so was that nice and clear, yeah?
That was 2 minutes 15. It could have been 30 seconds. Good luck at the awards, though, Kev.
Cheers, thank you. Can I just say as well, like, you missed the low-hanging fruit joke there, which was guy had no arms and... he was in the Himalayas and he had no arms and legs when he could have just said no Andes. That would have been a better joke. So marked him down for that. And then, yeah, marked him down for the extra 2 minutes he spent explaining the 30-second...
And I still don't know what...
I still didn't hear it.
You can spend 90% of your time with one person, 10% of your time with the other, but the 10% of the time is the ejaculation.
Is them phase. Coming in me.
But, yeah, what I thought was quite odd about the scenario was that they're coming in you. So Jennifer Aniston presumably could pump a load in you for 10% of the time. So would you rather get bummed by Steve Bruce or Jennifer Aniston? is the question, essentially. And he was putting it to Danny's brother, which I assume is you, Rob.
Unless he's really confused because Kev's brother is also Dan.
In which case, Kev, who do you want to get bummed by?
Would you? I've already played this with him with the people we used to work with, so...
It's Alan Tanker.
So it's bummed by Tanker. And he's shagging that absolute pit of crumpet.
I told him he could keep the lass, he said, and I just have Alan for the 100.
Yeah, let her out of your basement, Chris.
So what are we able to do in the 90% of the time?
Foreplay. It's tiring, this.
94?
94 play.
So I could be shagging Aniston.
But Chris has made it really confusing, but it's meant to just be...
So for 9 minutes, I could be shagging Aniston, and the next minute,
Bruce is
pumping me. Into you. Yeah, I'll take that.
Pumping his crime detective novel seed up your arm.
Striker!
Take me in the back of his XJ8. That's XJ8, Nick, not XJB, like you said in the fucking Archer's Lemonade.
Oh, I'm the XJB! Fucking hell. Said like Mel B as well. So was the rules then that Rob had to choose two candidates for one of us to
Nick?
Yeah.
Dick and Dom.
Fuck Dom, take Dick.
It breaks itself.
It's easy.
Oh, I wasn't going to answer it. Oh, I thought that was the end of it.
No.
I thought you answered it for me.
Well, no, I was just giving you
my answered
thoughts.
It for himself.
Which one's the little fella?
That's Dick. Yeah, no, it ain't. That's Dom's a little fella.
Is it?
Little bald fella, isn't he, Dom?
Don't get Dom.
He don't get done.
Fucking hell. How much you pay for that car?
Fucking Terry Tibbs.
Talk to me.
How much you pay for that car?
Wooden ladders. Talk to me.
Yeah, well, that was a...
That's the best feature we've had in a long time. To be perfectly honest with you. It's better than the fucking Goodman files. Hey,
the level of detail in that, though, is
there was a lot of detail in Chris's message.
Yeah, unnecessary
too much,
detail.
Too much fucking detail.
You seem to spend 90% on the stuff you do with the guy and 10%. I think he's trying to lead you. I still think this is some way of coming out because the biscuits, this, it's too much.
Has he told you how much he...
Of a coincidence.
Can you message him now and ask him how much he'd need to be paid to eat that pasty?
I might need that image again. I don't know where it is.
I don't need the image. Just tell him how much to eat a chicken bake from Greg's, but the filling is all semen.
Oh, yeah, mate. I don't know if you've landed yet, but if you have, we want to know how much it would cost for us to pay you to eat a semen-filled pasty from Greg's.
Kev, I thought you were too succinct there, mate. You should have taken at least 4 minutes to explain that.
So basically what it is...
What I want to know from you, Roy...
It's pastry folded into like a parcel, but it's a bit of a rectangle.
There's some lattice work on it.
But it has to be slightly different because you need to know what is corned beef and which one's spunk.
Cum beef. Cum beef.
Would you have to eat it hot out of the oven, or would it have had to?
It's never hot out of the oven at Greg's.
I was going to say, it's going to be tepid, isn't it? Tepid spunk.
What's it's going to be like fucking wallpaper paste inside.
He's recording audio.
Yeah, good. Forward it to me, mate. I'll play it.
Okay.
I'm intrigued. Where's he going, by the way?
He's... where's he going? To Guernsey? Jersey?
Ah. Uh-huh.
There's a wholesaler on there.
Oh, for business.
Dodgy.
It's a business trip, yeah.
Tax-free. I don't think they are, actually.
He's going to procure some more signs.
Here we go, then.
Well, there's a couple of questions there, isn't there? How long do you think a flight from Jersey to Guernsey takes? Because I'm pretty sure it's not 4 hours. And secondly, is it Greg Rosetsky or is it a different Greg?
Fair play, that's the best thing he's ever done. yes, it is Greg Rosetsky. And there's a little bit of him, Henman in there to make it mediocre.
And a bit of Sue.
Sue Barker batter.
Sue Barker batter. Has come from Greg Rosetsky, Tim Henman, and a little bit of Sue Barker's mixed in. We need a cash number off you in the next 23 seconds, if possible, please.
We'll wait live.
We'll see if we hear anything. Everyone just go and make a drink. We'll be...
We'll be right. We're not moving on until we hear back from Chris.
We'll be
Porter.
Right back after these messages. We've got another feature tonight, so we're really stringing out Chris's content this week.
For anybody who's joining us for a WrestleMania review, that'll be possibly next week or one of the future weeks coming. We'll tackle all the big matches: The Rock versus Mankind, all of them from 2001. So we do them in sequential order.
So we will.
Right then, I'll forward this to you.
Yeah, I'll do it for a quid.
That's just as well if we're having a walk round.
I think we hold him to that. Who's going around Rosetsky's to extract it?
We could just do it and tell him it was Greg Rosetsky's.
Would you feel comfortable with Chris eating a pasty full of your own cum?
Well, I'm not eating it.
I've
had a towel full of yours.
I felt slightly uncomfortable watching you do that. So watching him eat
you
it.
Didn't.
Nah, I didn't. Like you say,
another one. He sent.
Oh, he sent another.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Sue Barker's probably got the most semen in her compared to Tim Henman and Greg Rosetsky. So, yeah, I mean, it's mainly going to be Sue's, isn't it? Okay, let's call it 50 grand.
50 grand.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Peter Jones might be interested, though, at 50 grand, if he can have 80% of the cum.
It's 90 back to 90-10.
90-10. Would you eat 90% of Peter Jones's cum and 10% of Greg Rosetsky?
I'm out.
Fucking Deborah Meaden's keen though.
Absolutely, yeah.
Frothing she is.
Oh, I'm fucking get rid of it.
All over a carrier bag tits. They can still hear me.
We're in a drop cap rigger of the week. We're out of a drop cap.
Awesome, and welcome to the next feature. Because I'd shut my channel down.
Yeah, you did. Any rate
trigger of the week?
Yeah, what good memory.
No, I got it up. Oh, well. Don't speak.
Yeah. And the thought of Sue Barker's batter.
No, it was a racket she had. I'm rating driving around lots.
I'm rating that,
it's
actually.
It's seen different places.
I do enjoy the ground game or the stadium game.
Sue Barker had a good ground game.
Shit in the air.
and jizzed in a pasty.
Shat on Richard.
He was stiff Richard temporarily.
Jizz on Cliff. It hasn't.
I didn't come up with a rate. I have got a slate, but...
I have no rate.
I have nothing.
I'm also rating Chris's participation.
I'm rating Kev's joke from last week.
Oh, yeah. How did it slap on Instagram, mate? Did you get much?
I got 4 DMs from it. I was really happy with that.
Nice.
That's big for me, that is. That's probably about 75% up on normal.
Decent. Nice.
I normally get one just saying, can you take that down, please?
They got 4 saying, can you take it down, please?
Yeah, engagement, though.
It's all about driving engagement.
The guy, the woman, white and gold, all got in touch with him.
Black and blue and gutted that they'd been left out of the equation.
I'm going to slate VAR. Again. Absolute fucking mockery of the game.
Yeah, Wolves were shafted by it.
Sort it out. Sort it out, Howard Webb, you big bull cunt.
Get Clattenburg, stop fucking around with the Gladiators and Nottingham Forest.
Well, yeah, he's on our side, isn't he? Because he's trying to find what's wrong for Forest, isn't he? I don't understand his role. Well, what are they going to do?
Well, considering their financial irregularities at the club and their spunky money on
Clattenburg.
Yeah.
Clattenburg and his shit tattoos.
Love Euro 2016, though.
Great tourney.
Yeah, no slates for me either.
I'm actually just going to rate Rob's football shirt. I'm not a big football fan, as you well know, but I do like a retro shirt. Nice.
If you were a football fan, though, you would be a big football fan.
Yeah. Next feature.
Any slates, Kev?
Just driving. It's been too much. I think I've done about 600 miles.
Because you're way up north, aren't you?
He has been.
That's a trek in a fucking milk float.
I was.
He was way up north.
I was. I'm not as way up north now.
He woke up on the Tyne Bridge, went to bed on the Tees Bridge, punched a shark in the face. See these places.
I love the Tees Bridge.
I love to tease.
I love the Tees Bridge when we go to the Wet Cake Pro Wrestling.
You're just two men, ha!
Duct tape cunts.
I preferred Bridge Mark 1 to Bridge Mark 2. Not in a gimmick way.
It's like the Golden Gate Bridge. They paint it when they get to the end of it. They start painting it again from the start.
So you're saying they were painted the second time, Kev? Is that what you're saying?
I think there was some B-face.
Some iron face.
Hard face bastard.
No more rates and slates?
Nope.
Show us your plug hole.
Right then, time for the plug hole.
I was fucking seamless, Kev.
That was seaming, that was.
I'm rating that.
Like my balls.
Beautiful.
Got no God stitches.
Plugs then, any?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
I've got one. I suspect ours is the same, Rob.
You think? I'd be very surprised.
I'll plug Breathe Wrestling. So the promoter, Liam, will hopefully be joining us to talk all things Breathe Wrestling next week. And they'll be taking over the Butter Market in Shrewsbury on the 5th of May for the First Breath. Tickets available now from www.breathewrestling.com.
Click on it.
I thought that was very professional of me. I read that.
That was reading copy.
Did you have copy?
Well, I do work for him now. As do we all.
On the topic of promoting, okay. Spoiler alert with William Baskerville is hosting a charity boxing evening because William loves seeing men take a pounding in the ring. He is trying to book Dan Parsons versus Dan Boyles, as Parsons has called Boyles out for not following through on charity commitments.
Tell him to fuck off. He's a fucking coward. Call me out to my face. I'm fucking fighting. I'm about 10 stone heavier than him.
You've got 4 weight classes up.
Make it happen. We've got the undercard of Phil Brooks and Barnes.
We've got access to a ring again as well, so we can make it happen. Can't breathe boxing.
Should we just make it a 4-way dance? Fuck the undercard.
Well, it's definitely going to be a hoe knockdown.
Any others, Kevin? Any plugs?
No, nothing specifically for this week. Thank you.
So, from time to time on the podcast, we like to dish out some life hacks, and I've got a brilliant one for you all, dear listeners. So, when it comes to decorating, if you're looking to remove old wallpaper and you need to know the best way to go about it, you can find a very friendly community on the interwebs by visiting www.stripchat.com.
Click on that, please.
How dare you?
No, Neil.
But this week we have got Razor Ruddock's number. We haven't. I don't think he'd mind if you rang him, to be honest.
He'd just want someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Tell you about his fucking life insurance.
Tell you about his fucking acorn cock.
Oh, he has got a little fucking button mushroom, hasn't
he? Now I'm calling you Razor Ruddock.
This undercard stacking up nicely.
Oh yeah, I don't want to fight Ruddock. He was in a fucking crazy gang, wasn't he?
He's in that.
Yeah, the Yakuza. Oh no, he wasn't. He was in a jacuzzi. Sorry.
Call back. However, that is a Neil.
That is a Neil.
That'd be frowned upon, though, surely by the knob. Having predetermined Neil's,
yeah, Dan,
available to call. I'm sure I got done for that.
No, it was
I'm sure the whole ground control gate was from that.
Oh, but he'll be on the boxing fight.
Yeah, he will be actually.
Yeah, he'll be fighting Evolution.
Fighting PPE.
Ric Flair's come out of retirement for it.
next week's main event. Shropshire Ground Control versus the Health and Safety Executive. Ruddock played for Millwall, not Wimbledon, my bad.
Much nicer club.
He only played twice for them, in 2 stints.
That takes it. Was he like a ringer?
He was a youth, then he went to Spurs, then back to Millwall, then Southampton. I played nearly most, like, his second highest proportion of games was at Southampton. After Liverpool.
That's just because of, like, if you think about how the country's positioned and his weight, he would naturally...
Can't get back north.
...slide down the country.
If he's not careful, he'd be doing a visit with Chris. on the islands.
And it will take him 4 hours to get across because of the fucking jettison.
He is buoyant, though.
He was pretty down last time I saw him, to be fair.
On Harry Zeros. Oh, so fat. It's because you have the lifestyle of a cokehead, but you don't do the coke.
When he signed up for Harry Zeros, he thought he was getting like a chocolate selection box.
Just with the old gaffer's face on it.
Where's all the twills, gaffer?
Fucking hell, Harry.
Well, he's seen that Harry was selling all them fucking pastries on that whatever it was, website.
Oh,
advert.
Yeah, but oh, GoDaddy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
But he's not a wheeler.
Go,
dealer.
Daddy, go, 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 go.
He's not a wheeler.
Were they full
dealer.
Of cum? Look like my son Jamie.
Yeah, how did he squeeze Jamie out of his cock?
Fucking hell, Jamie. Right. Moving
Shane
on.
No Neil, then.
Sheila. No Neil.
Is it right then?
Yeah. It is right then.
Time for some other...
Lovely audio, Nick.
Sorry. Bless you.
Thank you, Kev.
Time for some other shite.
So I've got... first one was... a call back to the other week when we were listening to the Argentinian commentary of Hadji Wright's goal for Cov against Wolves. This is another Argentinian commentator who also he enjoys a bit of sing-song.
Aguanta Caramuzzi, como puede. Caramuzzi... Abrió la cancha otra vez con Cabrejas, el centro al área. Le queda Scaramucci, la volea. ¡Golazo! Del número 11 de Scaramucci para abrir el marcador con una tijera bárbara. Golazo del verde que pone el partido 1-0.
However, he may have been drowning in the River Plate. this was also me. So, Dan, you shared that crazy American football on ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is possibly one step up from that.
Is there no audio?
It might have just been some shit music.
Okay. Fucking basketball suplex.
Yeah, but you have to remove your shirt before you can do a German.
Amazing. He's already shot.
It's fucking brutal.
Personal foul.
Roughing the passer.
Roughing the asshole. Right. Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, this was me. This is panic exploding over Dublin, Dundee, Humberside and Carlisle. And then a very panicked Morrissey saying, "Oh dear God, no." Morrissey with the kind of face that suggests that foreigners have moved in next door to him. hand sanitizer box. But above it, it says Dispenser is broke. But as we all know, Dispenser is dead. More than broke.
I wonder who this is.
Oh, no.
Somebody I wish was dead. Fabbage. Mistake of fucking cunt. He's still hitting me outside. Fucking cunt.
These are all going up on socials in order.
Cunt. Next, we've got the guy sitting at a desk meme. Chris has given us some good feedback. He said that we should just try and explain the pictures a bit more before...
Oh, fuck off, Chris.
Hey, you want to go hang out at Parsons, you fucking naysayer. They'd make a great couple. Couple of fucking
spunk heads. So this is the... So this is the guy sat outside the university with a table who's like willing to debate people, and people change the front placard on the table. This one says that fans who bring their belts to WWE shows should have to defend them. Change my mind. I think that's fair.
I called that guy out at the AEW show.
Yeah.
Who brought an $800 belt and nearly got it confiscated at the turnstile.
He had shit trainers on it. I'll never forget that. He's spending all that money. You can't buy any fucking good steppers. Get a fucking job.
Got a pair of K Swiss, you fanny.
They weren't even K Swiss. The Joe Swash, they were.
J Swash.
I saw Drew McIntyre calling fans out pre-show for having being adults with toy belts. Quite good.
He tweeted off with you the match as well, didn't he? That was brilliant. Just at work, lol, or something it was. He got his phone off the crowd. Brilliant. The last one from me. Bit of a recap on today. Come join me, Wolfgang Jack, at Bladen on Tyne, where it's 1955 every day of the year, baby.
I sold...
You were right, Dan. It was an absolute fucking honk of a place.
I sold a Coca-Cola sign to a guy in Bladen. And I sent it twice by courier and it got broke both times. So in the end, I just hand-delivered it to him when I was up there working.
And he asked, remember that?
He asked me where I was working and told me not to stay stationary in the car. Cool.
Was that a threat from him or was that just like good advice?
No, he was lovely, which made me think he wasn't trying to fuck me over with the signs that arrived broke twice.
It's suspect though, innit?
No, I think it's fucking Yodel. They are cunts. But if you would like a Coca-Cola sign, I have... 2, 4, 6, 8. 9,
who do we appreciate? 13, 15,
16 signs available. All at the pricely sum of £10, £5 to Chris.
But though, knock knock, Dan.
Hey?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Yodel Ailey.
No. I've put the little fucking latch on, you ain't coming in.
Just ignore
them. Everyone's got ring doorbells these days anyway.
Yeah, but I ignore the ring doorbells. It's always the fucking little girl from around the corner calling for Travis. He's 4 years old, he's not coming out to play, it's 8 o'clock at night.
He's not coming out to play with you. Fucking, you're not bouldering him. That was a good saying, Kev, whatever that was.
It was some sort of like moped going past, I think.
It's like playing video games with your brother. Not because there's a road behind his head, it's because he's a noisy cunt. Hi, Dan.
You know.
So that's it. Nothing else in the shite.
We'll have a professional episode next week with a professional in the studio, hopefully.
Professional podcaster, yeah. Oh, but a bit of. Kev's had a message.
I've had an email, yeah. People chasing me up. Can you send me something through? No.
Absolute.
Taking I was going to check by you, but... Yeah, all being well, back in the frame next week.
Sound. See you then.
Tour a bit.
Didn't I say that? What?
It was good.
Nick.
Probably best to just stop recording because I haven't said anything funny all night.